Welcome to the Happiness Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. When I was younger, I used to spend a lot of time with my father. We'd go outdoors and just spend time looking up at the stars at night. And though he didn't have a background in astronomy, he'd explain what he knew, and we'd just talk about the complexity of the universe. It really shaped me so that I almost, after I finished my undergraduate degree, thought about going on and getting my PhD in astrophysics. And to this day, I keep up on, in an armchair sort of way, what's happening in the world of physics, astronomy, and mathematics. So in this podcast, I want us to go outdoors and talk about the universe and how the universe and our place in it can help us find happiness. Well, first off, how big is our universe? If we look back in time to the beginning of the universe called the Big Bang, it goes back to about 13.6 or 13.7 billion light years ago. And light travels at 186,000 miles per second, or 300,000 kilometers per second. And that is light traveling around the Earth 7 times in 1 second. So it's really fast. And we're talking about not seconds, but billions of light years, a very long time. So it's vast. And in this vastness, there are galaxies, and each galaxy holds around 100 to 200 billion suns, and there are visibly about 100 to 200 billion other galaxies out there. So it's huge, and it's vast, and it's big. And what I think is utterly astounding is that we, as human beings, we are aware of that. We can actually look at, and not understand, but we can understand how big and vast our universe is, and our consciousness says, we're aware. We, in some level, understand that we're part of this vast, vast universe. And yet we only remember this very short lifetime. On one side is the vastness of the universe, billions of years long, and our awareness of that, our understanding of that. And on the other side is our very short lifetime. And yet they're juxtaposed, they're right next to each other. And I think if we can go outside tonight and look out at the sky and really steep ourselves in that hugeness, that vastness of the universe, in our awareness of it, we'll begin to get a glimpse of the gift of life, how incredibly beautiful and magical our lives are, just to be aware in this vast time that we're aware of being here right now, and yet that's all we know. And I think in that awareness, we have 3 choices. One choice is to believe that we are only alive during this lifetime, and we didn't pre-exist, and we don't post-exist, and that's it. That's about 10% of the population, I believe. But the majority of us believe that we will, after we die, live on forever in eternity. And even some believe we pre-existed this lifetime, though we may not be aware of it much, but we go on in the past also to eternity. There's really no beginning, no end. We live forever, and we just have forgotten this vast memory of life. All we remember is this life. But whichever 3 stance we take, in that 13.7 billion years, it's absolutely amazing that we can be aware of it at the same time of only living and remembering this short existence. If you put the two right next to each other, it's truly astonishing. And it can make us appreciate and love this gift of life that we have. Because whether we think this is it, and this is all we get, we should so much steep ourselves in the beauty of life. And even if we think we're eternal beings, we don't remember. All we know is this short lifetime that we do have. So we've chosen, or someone chose for us, to forget everything else. So wouldn't it be absolutely amazing to put ourselves in the universe perspective and not remember our past or our future? I mean, again, if we go outside sit and look up at the night sky and truly just be with the vastness of the universe, it's utterly astonishing that we're aware, that we're present in that vastness in our limited scope of time. Life is astonishing when we look at it from the perspective of the universe. But if this isn't enough for us, let's go bigger, let's go farther out. Scientists now are beginning to believe that we aren't the only universe out there, that there may be an infinite number of other universes out there. And it's not just speculation. In astronomy, the main theory that explains how our universe exists today is called an inflationary theory. It's based upon the universe expanding at a very rapid rate right at the beginning. Well, when there are theories come with supporting things that say, if this is true, then this is going to be true too. For example, when Albert Einstein discovered or explained the general theory of relativity, it meant that there should be black holes. And now, scientists, astronomers are quite convinced that there are many black holes throughout our universe, and each galaxy has a massive black hole at its core. Well, in the same way, the inflationary model that explains how the universe expanded and became the size it is today says that if this is true, then what is also true is that there must be a vast number of other universes that got created when ours was too, potentially an infinite number of other universes. So now, when we go sit outside tonight, or when we're struggling with sadness or depression or anxiety, let's go outside and look out at the sky and realize how vast it is, and we're aware of it. So whatever we're struggling with can seem truly minuscule in comparison to all that we know, to all that we're aware of. And yet we are aware of the vastness. I think when we are struggling in life, so often it's like if we're struggling with paying a $10 bill, but in reality we have $1 trillion in the bank, we'd stop struggling. If we could see that when we're struggling, whatever we're struggling with, we're truly part of this vast, infinite universe, and that we cannot struggle as much because it's just so majestic, it's just so beautiful that we can let go of our little worries and concerns and realize we're part of this huge, huge space and time. That for those 90% of us that believe in an afterlife, not only has gone on before forever, but will go on forever into the future. It really makes our worries, not that they're diminished, but it makes them not as important. Particularly when we look at, if we are eternal beings, this is such a blimp. And if we need more, let's talk about infinity. Infinity, as I'm sure we all know, has to do with infinite time that doesn't end. Things going on forever and ever. We may understand it conceptually, but to truly understand it at a heart level is beyond our ability. But for centuries, philosophers, scientists, mathematicians, religious speakers have really sought to at least somewhat tackle or grapple with the ideal of infinity. So I'm going to give it a go too. Okay. Infinity is just bigger than anything we can imagine. We talked about the universe being 13.7 billion light years across. And then we talked about universes, many of them, perhaps an infinite number of other universes. Infinity just is endless. It's just endless. It's impossible to understand, but it's so large, it's so huge that perhaps we can get a glimpse of how big it is. You've all heard of the company Google. Well, Google is actually a word, which I'm sure many of you know. It's 10 raised to the power of 100. That's 10 followed by 100 zeros. That's a huge number, but it's actually a workable number. There are things in astronomy that talk about the future, like the amount of time the universe will take to become completely cold, where black holes won't exist anymore, protons, electrons, nothing will exist anymore, it'll just be pure energy. And that's over a Google, more than a Google. It's a long amount of time. But then there's a number called a Googleplex, which is basically 10 raised to the Google power. That's unimaginable. But infinity is bigger than that. So an infinity is just unimaginably big. It's a huge number that we can never completely understand, but it's just big. And again, as humans, as listeners to this podcast, we are part of that infinite time. If we believe that time is infinite, if we believe that everything goes on, always will go on, always has been, and an infinite concept, as even if you're a non-believer, there is a belief that things have always been and will continue to go on at some level, even if we don't remember it. Just the concept that we can remember it makes us sit back and say, wow, that is just really big. And if we want to delve into this even deeper, there is a branch of mathematics which explores the concepts of infinity. It's very complex, but it's beautiful at the same time. The main proponent of this, who's passed now, is called Georg Cantor. That's C-A-N-T-O-R. And he really was able to show that there's differing degrees of infinity. There are larger infinities and smaller sets of infinities. It's a beautiful form of mathematics, quite complex. But if you're interested, look into that. Because what it's showing is the mathematical proof, in many ways, of infinity and how it has depth to it and how it's so beautiful and exquisite. Fractals are a form of that. If you've ever studied fractals, they're beautiful. And yet they have a sense of infinity going on and on and on. Fractals are where you have designs within designs within designs that somewhat repeat, but they're also not repeating. Again, look up Georg Cantor and his work with infinities or fractals. They're both beautiful and really help us grasp the concept of infinity, which is so infinite and yet so beautiful. So, what does all this have to teach us? Why is this important? It's important for one thing. If the universe, if all that we know, cosmos, is far larger than we can imagine, and we live in this limited amount of time, and yet at the same time, we are able to look at and understand that we're part of that infinite time, then what it may do, which I think we will find, is that when we struggle with paying our bills, when we struggle with anxiety because we have a talk to give in the future, when we're going through a messy divorce, when we're struggling with cancer, we can look at that and say, in the scheme of things, perhaps I can focus on the blessing of my awareness of being aware of this limited time, even though there's infinite time, infinite everything out there, and yet I'm aware. I find that it quiets us. It gets us very quiet inside so that we can just be. Really, the emphasis of my podcast is always just to be and stop being this and that. When we compare ourselves to the infinite, when we really stand outside at night and look at the stars and then perhaps delve into the multiple universes and even go further and delve into the concept of infinity, it quiets us. It gets us very still inside, and it makes this life, which we go through, far less overwhelming. Because if we truly are infinite beings, then what happens here is pretty almost inconsequential, because it's so small given the scheme of the infinite. So what we can do then is say, wow, life is truly a place to be, to play, to enjoy. And whatever happens, I can just learn to flow with it because I'm part of the infinite space and time and that which is beyond space and time, and allows us to just be present and stop creating the stories in our head which cause us so much suffering. We suffer because of the stories we create in our head. When we juxtapose ourselves next to the infinite, those stories get really quiet. They're just not that important. But I found one other benefit of thinking about the infinite, because I've spent a lot of time during my life really studying the concept of infinity and all that goes with that, the universe and the multiple universes, is that if this is all we know, which I think most people listening to the podcast will say, yep, this is all I know, and yet we're infinite, then this is pretty precious. It only can happen, and a chance is greater than the chance of winning the largest lotto that ever existed on the universe, because it's like, we are completely unaware of who we are, yet we're infinite beings. And right now, we don't remember any of that. So imagine how precious this life is. And if we use it well, we may thus, because of the ramifications of cause and effect, karma, they call it in the East, we may, because of our choices today, affect the infinite outcome of our future. Since there's a saying that I love, if I pull a blade of grass, the whole universe shakes. The choices I make in this lifetime can have ramifications that are truly beautiful. There's another theory in physics called chaos theory, which says that a butterfly flapping its wings in Peru will cause a hurricane to occur in Mexico 3 months later. And it's like that. The little choices that we make today can have beautiful consequences to the future, or negative. So, since we're listening to this podcast and we're really committed to have beautiful lives by learning to stop the stories, live in the present, surround ourselves with beautiful, kind, caring people, we can then experience the effect of this beautiful gift, this incredible gift called life, in regards to the infinite. It is so precious, we cannot even imagine it. And then say, I'm going to live well. I'm going to do this great. And commit to that. We can have beautiful lives with the infinite. Thank you for joining me on the Happiness Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the world of happiness, please go to www.happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. If you are enjoying these podcasts, I'd love a review from you. If you go to the podcast website, you'll see a G+, which stands for Google Plus, and a red Yelp, which stands for Yelp. Just click on them and you can leave a review there. Until next time, accept what is, love what is.